Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. Super happy and delighted to have a guest today. We're going to talk about your sacred wealth code. So Prema Lee Grueri is committed to creating a world where everyone's empowered to live on purpose in a way that's aligned with their high value gifts. And it's going to be really fun to figure out what those are and really how to align with their birthright of their true prosperity. She came at this really by studying Vedic astrology, which is also something I'm completely fascinated by, and really seeing in her study of Vedic astrology how our the way that we think about wealth and the way that we think about prosperity and how we feel about it can really impact what we're doing. So she came up with this very cool volume of work that helps us understand what our archetypes are, our sacred wealth archetypes, so that we can unlock our ability to prosper, which God knows we all want to do. She wrote this fabulous book. I read it cover back to front and highlighted all through it. It's called Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. And there's also a beautiful deck of cards with it. And I really just have spent the past week diving into her work. So I'm so happy to have you on the show today, Prema. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you as well. And thanks for diving into the work. And it's just so fun to hear your excitement about it, too.
Yeah, I was super excited about it. And I was telling you that, I love to work with archetypes. And I've been doing that for a long time in the energy medicine school that I teach in, but I've never considered them really around this idea of wealth and prosperity. So can you just explain to me a little bit about how you came to put these things together?
Yes. I'm just going to mention one thing about archetypes, and then I'm going to jump back a little bit. So the archetypes sort of dropped in, I want to say, a little bit later in this body of work. And I was so grateful when they did, because archetypes are a soul language. And, you know, we could say the teacher, the connector, the advocate, and there's a whole story that opens up individually for each and every one of us. And I think that's why the archetypes sort of dropped into this work, is, again, because they are a soul language, which is timeless, which is universal, which is everyone can have their own interpretation, and it to me is a live language as well. So where I came upon this work, I always say that this work just birthed itself through me, and I've been on this spiritual path and a teacher and a seeker for many, many years, and I had a yoga and healing arts center years ago, and this was a big, beautiful, state-of-the-art center with a couple of studios and practitioners, and I just felt, you know, so on purpose, and it really was creating an amazing community, and it was a pretty amazing place. I was training teachers, I was doing my intuitive work, my Vedic astrology, yoga, and everything that I do, but I was not thriving on a prosperity level and on an energy level, because if you're not thriving on a prosperity level or on a wealth level, which is really individual for each and every one of us, you know, it's all energy. So I wasn't fully thriving, even though this was a six-figure in sales business. And I'll just fast forward to about 5 years into the center, and I really realized, you know, things were crumbling down around me in many different ways. It was in a really tough cycle of my life. I can laugh now, but at the time it wasn't so easy. I ended up being a single parent, went through a divorce. My marriage crumbled. I tried to sell my business. I tried to get a partner. It's like everything was like just about what happened. And then it didn't happen. And the clear message I just kept getting is, you have to let this go. I really thought that I was doing, you know, everything to do this business from the inside out. And obviously I wasn't, and I couldn't figure it out because I felt like I was on purpose. And if any of you listening in are in that place where you really feel like this is your work, but how come you're not prospering, this may speak to you. Well, you know, I was really coming from what I now call part of my the shadow side of my sacred wealth code, I was stuck in some patterns and some beliefs that were robbing me of my full brilliance and my full energy to really be in my highest value gifts. And so when I had to let the center go, I just vowed to figure out what the heck went wrong. And I really got on my knees and I stayed there. And I stayed there long enough to start to really embrace my shadow, start to embrace, like, where am I missing this? Where am I not in alignment? Where am I not in what my really core of my purpose is, which is living from the inside out and helping others to do that as well. And I found I was stuck in certain, I could call them the archetypes now, certain shadow sides, patterns of control and having to do it all by myself. And, you know, I came from very independent, living on my own very early in life. I didn't know how to ask for help. I could go on and on about the patterns I had. But the thing was, I sat there, and I still do, and I did what I needed to do to clear them and to continue to clear them. And anyone who's bumped up against their shadow knows that you need to really put your arm around it. You need to welcome it in. This is a part of you that needs to sort of grow up and get up to speed with who you are today and all of your brilliance. And it's really a practice more than a one-time thing. But during that time, the sacred wealth code revealed itself to me. It really almost like, it's like I was looking at it all the time, and then all of a sudden, you know, when you pick up a book and you just flip to the right page and all of a sudden the whole book, what it was all about, just lands for you. And that's kind of how it was for me. So I was able to then really step into, again, what I call my high value gifts, which we'll talk about. Not only turn my business around, but turn my life around. Not that it was so horrible, but I definitely was going through this dark night of the soul, and I wasn't making the difference I wanted to, and I didn't have the energetic currency, you know, to do it the old way anymore. So I was really grateful that this body of work sort of found me, and it's evolved over the years, and the archetypes came in a little later. They came in about 4 years ago in the evolution. Because I've been teaching this body of work and guiding people with it for a long time now. But I was grateful when it did. And I was also grateful when I finally listened to the, you must write the book. You must make these cards, which I had no idea what I was getting into when I did all that. And I'm grateful that I have.
Wow. So, I mean, I really understand that when we are called to a body of work like this, we have to walk, we have to live it. We have to walk it. We have to, like, really embody it. And in order to teach it and, you know, and have it sort of move through us. And that, it sounds like that's what happened for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it continues to happen for me. And I'm grateful of that. And again, it is a live body of work. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's those things that you pick up one time and you get what you need and you put them down. I'm always amazed at how, because like all the sacred wealth code archetypes, we are, all the archetypes are within us in some way because they represent what's in your soul blueprint, but they're configured differently. And it's like having an ongoing deepening relationship with parts of yourself that are incredibly brilliant and powerful, but are specifically wired up around purpose and prosperity. And that is what I call the intersection of wealth. It's where purpose and prosperity actually intersect and come together. And that is where your highest value gifts are found. You have lots of divine gifts, but those are the ones that when you use those gifts and you give them to the world, that you will be recognized, and not just recognized, valued. It's not so much about recognition, it's valued. You'll feel that deep fulfillment for giving them, but also you'll get that worldly value back in the form of whatever prosperity is most important to you. Because look, you know, wealth is everything you need to fulfill your purpose. And that may be different for each and every one of us. Of course, it includes money. That's sort of the general term because it's the common currency of exchange. But it could be time or freedom or security or your self-expression or your service to others. It's really unique for each one of us.
Yeah, I thought that was a great point. Like, I love that, like, right off in your book, you started talking about, you know, what is prosperity and wealth mean to you? And I had a really good conversation with myself about that. You know, like what, you know, if you had all the wealth, what'd you do with it and what do you want it for? And I love sort of how you point everything back to the soul, you know, and I think that a lot of us get into trouble because we're sort of barking up the wrong tree. Like we think
Oh, yeah.
We ought to be this or we should be that, or, you know, you know, we see other people doing something and we think that that's our, we need to do that as well. And I think when we're trying to live sort of in the wrong, you know, in the not fully aligned part of us, then we have to effort so much. And when we get more aligned with the more core archetypes to us, it's, there's a sort of a flow of the soul that happens naturally, right?
Absolutely, because, well, first of all, your soul, I believe, and the reason that I do all the work that I do, and especially this body of work, is I believe that you are connected to your soul, and you're connected to your soul blueprint, whether you read astrology or you're a psychic or what, just we all are. You're feeling it. So I love to help people open up to what they're sensing, feeling, and sort that out and make sense of that. And then we're dealing with all this cultural programming and different traumas we've been through and all the information coming at us saying what we should do. And so unconsciously, our circuits are jammed all the time on really being able to hear and listen and tune in with the truth that's within us. But when you do that on a regular basis, which, you know, my book is a journey. It's a playbook. It's a workbook. There's practices and meditations and even an online portal where I'll lead you through them all if you like, where you are going to have a deep conversation with yourself. But because those answers are in there, but we just have so much coming at us. So I wanted to actually allow people to go through a journey to really have this deep conversation with themselves. And as you were mentioning, like in the very first part of the book, I take you through a practice and some practices and deep questions around helping you to discover what your wealth dream is. Because when you know what it is and you know why you want it, which is the first pillar of wealth in the Sacred Wealth Code system, then you really are connected to the purpose that you want the wealth for, to make sure you're on the right track. Because how many times have we gone for something to realize that we even have got it or got close to it and realize we are miserable? This is not what we want at all.
Yeah, I think we're so compare-y too. Like, you know, we see what other people are doing on Facebook or social media or what the neighbors are doing or what your spiritual teacher's doing, and we think that we sort of have to go that way. And for me, I was like, really realizing, like, if I had all the time and money in the world, I would just want to keep writing books. That's what I also do that. Like, and I love to teach and I love to write. And, you know, I've been sort of stuck on that client, 20 clients per week hamster wheel. And I love to do that too. But my soul is calling me towards like impacting, I think, a bigger group of people by writing and teaching.
Well, and it's beautiful that you are in touch with that. And if you don't mind, can I ask you a question, which will really help us illustrate this point, which is then by writing and teaching more, what is that going to make possible? What can that make possible for you in your life?
I think that it would be like more distinct time, like time off, you know, so I could write. I like to travel. I have like sort of pockets of freedom and then pockets of work, right? That's what I was feeling like, oh, it'd be so great if I could do that.
So you would have more freedom?
Yeah, more freedom, more time to travel, but also more bigger impact. That's kind of what, you know, what it was really pulling me. Like, it's great to work with you know, one client, but if I'm teaching or writing, and I do have a book coming out in October myself. So, you know, really thinking like this desire to have impact, help more people in shorter amount of time, I guess, less.
Well, and I totally relate, because that's why I have done whatever I can to move this work out into the world. Because it's one thing to write something and have it sit on your desk, another thing to actually, you know, show up and get your energy behind it so that that wave can actually flow forward. So it's really great to know, you know, what it is you want. And it sounds like the essence for you is making a bigger impact and more freedom. And so right in that, just, and thank you so much for answering that, because so that gets into that purpose of why you want the wealth dream that you want. And when you know that, it's really wonderful, because you can start to spend more time and energy in the actual essence. The more you experience freedom in your life, the more you are actually experiencing an impact, how across the board, whatever it is that you're doing, the more you will, the more you'll be in sort of in the energetic climate of that wealth stream that you want. It kind of goes both ways. Like, it'll give you that, but the more you spend spend time in that energy, the more it will actually give you, you know, that the wealth stream as well. So it's really important for people to drill down, and we do that in the book.
Yeah. The book is so full of, like, exercises, and, you know, I really appreciated that you put them. I don't always do those exercises in books, I have to confess. And I really appreciated the ones that you had, because I was like, yeah, I really want to think about this. I really want to, like, what does that mean for me? As I was reading it, like, yeah, that's a good point, you know. And so I wrote all through the book. Like, I just, you know.
But that's how it's supposed to be used. And that's great. And, you know, because for those who it resonates for, it will pull you right into it, because it's all about you.
It was great. I loved that part. And I'm wondering if you could talk more about the high value, you know, gifts that we have, because I feel like maybe people don't really know what that is, or I think I get confused about, you know, what that means for myself in my work. Like, can you talk more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So your high value gifts, and let me just say where I, in looking at, you know, as this body of work had birthed, and in looking at Vedic astrology charts and looking at mine at this critical moment, you know, what I really started to see is, because your sacred wealth code is where your purpose and your prosperity intersect, come together, are wired up within your soul blueprint, I started to see that, this is where the gifts that this energy, and I'm now the archetypes represent that, those energies, the gifts that those energies hold, like the superpowers, out of all the gifts you have, like, for instance, when I had my yoga center, I have a very strong administrator in my chart that's ruled by the planet Saturn. And it is a very strong and useful planet in my chart and has a lot of great divine gifts, but it is not one of my sacred wealth code planets, and it'll kind of work me to death, so I have to be careful. But I didn't know that so much then, and I was using the gifts of that particular, those high value gifts, but they're high value for something else. They're not so high value for, and they're not my highest value. So I was good at organizing and administrating and leading and running systems in a team, and I'd been hired by other people to do that as well. But that, my intuitive gifts, the gifts that I have as the amazing deep connector that I am, and the way that I can merge with other people, but and be an empath, but at the same time not, you know, my ability to see, my ability to be a very practical teacher, those were more of on my high value gifts. So a lot of us are doing things we're good at, things that other people told us we were good at, and things that we were appreciated for or paid for. But then there's those gifts that are, you know, like I said, the ones that you actually will get the kind of value that you are looking for, and also it's the purpose too, the impact you're looking for. It goes both ways. The reason we're not always so connected with those gifts is, again, because, again, of our patterns and our conditioning and all of those things. And it is very confusing when you are good at things and then you have a high value gift that's maybe been really, you know, put in the back corner for a long time. And then you don't, you know, realize that, you know, that's actually a high value gift. Your high value gifts are like you were born with a PhD in them. And right. You don't always know that until you actually pull them out and start using them. It's like having this amazing, like one of those Leatherman tools or something, and you think it's just a screwdriver, and then you take it out and you start to use it, you realize, oh my gosh, it's a scissors and it's got a pliers in here. Oh wow, and look at what I can do with this. And the more you use it, the more things you can do, the more that's revealed to you. It's not so much like you have to study it up, so to speak. And then our culture also doesn't get behind you and say, wow, it is amazing, you are just so brilliant. We always have to sort of have this proof of how we got those, you know, that brilliance. So I'm hoping that helps. Does that make sense?
It does. And it occurred to me when you were talking that probably a lot of people don't value their own high value gifts.
Right.
Well, like, what's important about being sensitive and empathic? Like, the archetype, when I took the test on your website, and the quiz, and mine came out nurturer as the top, but when I was looking through the other ones, I felt like teacher and messenger were also really strong for me. And I think that we probably may have a tendency to dismiss what we have and think whatever somebody else has is better.
You're so right. And okay. What you're talking about is what I call your unseen gifts. And in fact, in my Sacred Wealth Circle and Business Academy, we do a whole bunch of work on actually being seen for our gifts in a very safe way. So then we can step out and have that, because a lot of our unseen gifts, like my intuitive sense and the fact that I could feel so deeply, and as a child, freaked my mom out. And it's not like I was, you know, telling people's fortunes or anything, but I was pretty tapped in, and that made her really uncomfortable. So I learned that I had to hide that. My empathetic side, I really had to hide. At the same time, I could get stuff done, and I was super practical and knew how to do things, and I was very much praised for that. So your unseen gifts, and even if you're not an intuitive, or you might have this great gift of problem solving, or you might just have a bead on humanity, making you just this great humanitarian. You might have an amazing gift of being just incredibly reliable, or a great deep listener. Like all these qualities of deep gifts, most of them are unseen. And those are the ones that we haven't been recognized for and have just usually have gotten pushed aside. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I would say if we don't see them and we don't recognize them, they're not going to be making money for us.
Right.
And then, I really could feel like the truth of what you were saying, that when we get into the deeper core ones, that really there's like an effortlessness about it. About how we align with those ones. And I want really everyone to be able to get a hold of your work. So tell us about all of the things that you have, because you have a lot of different offerings and they're all really cool.
All right. Thanks so much. So the easiest way to find me is sacredwealthcode.com, sacredwealthcode.com. That'll get you into my whole portal and everything. When you go there, take the archetype quiz, because you'll find out one of your sacred wealth code archetypes. There's typically 3 to 5 in anybody's sacred wealth code. So you'll get one, and you'll get a beautiful printout, and you'll get a great description of what it is and some trainings on the back end around it. If you want a sacred wealth code reading, I mean, I'll look at your chart and I'll laser right in and I will give it to you, and you'll get a beautiful some training and some printout, and you'll know what your archetypes are. When I look at your chart, we'll put some great identifiers. It'll get even more unique. I have a Sacred Wealth Circle, which is an amazing group of deep souls and seekers where we are learning not just to do this work. We are. And I have a whole beautiful member site and lots of things that you get to do. And I'm there live training and answering questions every month. But we're really this whole, how do we work from the inside out? How do we use our gifts? And I have a business academy. I have private VIP clients. I also do like a full Vedic astrology reading, which I call a soul success map reading as well. And so there's lots of goodies there for you. I speak, I teach retreats, but the book and the cards, which we didn't talk too much about, but they're gorgeous, they're fun. Whether you know your sacred wealth code or not, you can grab a card and always get deep guidance. There's a great book that goes with it. And they're available on my website, but they're also available at Amazon. And there's also, they're in some bookstores because they're out that way too, but super easy to hop on Amazon and grab it. If you go to my website, you'll get some free gifts along with it too.
Yeah, the cards are beautiful. I mean, I'm sorry we didn't have time to talk about them because they really are. And I found that the book and the cards together were really powerful. Good way to start. I think a good way to kind of get into your work and in a powerful way right off the bat that I found inspiring. So thank you for doing this work and bringing it out the way you have, because I'm super happy it came across my way. I really liked it a lot.
Well, totally my pleasure to not only bring this body work out, but to also to have this conversation with you, and also thank you for all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. And if you guys want to reach me, you can always find me at my website, lisacampion.com. And I wanted to thank you all for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.